It was oh so nice Saturday morning with you.
Getting to know you.
Hank Effen live. Got to hang out with the good Hank fans in the Hank hometown of Gardner Saturday morning. It was their second annual, and there will be a third because this was already booming when I walked up at 10 a.m.
Everyone was there.
All of the town of Gardner. And then other places, too, around the area, because otherwise that would just be like 13 people.
Yeah, it was very peoply.
No, big salute to everybody. They treated us so right. Knew the show, loved the show, said incredibly nice things. I started thinking people were getting bribed because they were coming up and being so nice to us about it. And we had Ray, longtime lifer there in Gardner, Texas. And we actually had Cara of Nations Pure, who... Yeah, certainly knew a thing or two about Gardner. We dove into history.
I'm actually a 1965 graduate of Gardner, Texas.
Go Longhorns.
Yeah, go Longhorns all the way.
But it used to be, do you know the original name of it?
I sure don't.
Trap Springs.
Trap Springs.
With two P's and an E at the end. Oh, so maybe it was Trappy Springs.
Yeah. Trap Springs.
Any idea why it was called Trap Springs?
You know, I'm not real sure, KB. It's Trap Springs was actually a little bit east of where Gardner is today.
So like a block?
Yeah, like a block. Eventually, the various areas consolidated to Gardner. And so when the railroad came through, Baloo Springs and Trap Springs and Gardner, they all kind of just came together.
Are you from here? You know about Gardner, man.
Well, I am not from here, KB, but my husband is working on the history of Gardner.
Oh,
and he has been for several years, about 6 years now. So I know probably a whole lot more about Gardner than I ever thought I would.
Now, Ray, it's the 42 Fest, and you talk about the history of Gardner. Are you a pretty good 42 player?
I do play 42.
Yeah.
I'm just not playing today because I wanted to work and help.
You just didn't want to wipe out the competition,
right?
No, I mean, you want to make it fair for everybody.
These are real serious 42 players. They're playing for points for that for the state tournament, and they're serious about it. I'm not that serious. I like to have fun.
Now, this game invented in 1887 by two kids because it was devilish to play cards, and they got caught.
They didn't want to play cards. They couldn't play cards. They used dominoes to simulate cards.
About that. And then everybody was okay with the dominoes.
Yeah, everybody didn't care about dominoes. I learned to play in college, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I'm from the competition. You're from Tech, and I'm from A&M.
Oh, you know. Well, we all have faults, don't we? With the official game of Texas, 42. Dominoes we're throwing bones.
Going right now.
Is there any other games that maybe have come up along the way that maybe could be considered the official game of Texas? Like, you know, maybe buckets and having water in them and then putting stuff in that said bucket of water?
Well, outside of the KB's water gag.
Yeah. The water gag. I like that very much. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you, KB.
I'm happy to say we do have legislation on the floor.
Really?
Yes, to honor Will It Float as a possible game of Texas.
In the Texas legislature?
No, it's just on the floor.
Okay.
Somebody will pick it up at some
point. There we go.